The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Well, I'm delighted now to welcome TD for Dublin Bay South and, of course, Green Party leader Eamon Ryan. Eamon, we've spoken to lots of political analysts and so on who haven't been in the room in relation to these tripartite talks on government formation, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and your own party, the Green Party. The 8th of June is Monday week when the second phase starts, and that will be 4 months since the election on the 8th of February. Could you please maybe tell us the mood music, the timetable and how it's going in terms of government formation?
Well, good afternoon, Ivan. I have to be careful because one of the things we said in negotiations is you don't do a running commentary and for good reason, as you know. But at the same time, I mean, the Irish public have a right to know. You know, their people are impatient, rightly, that we're almost 4 months since the election and don't have a government. Lastly, I suppose on that, in terms of timetable, my expectation, our hope is that at least we'll get some sort of conclusion one way or the other next week. It may be closer to the end of the week rather than the beginning, middle of the week. But I do think that sort of timeline is what we should be aiming for. I'd be honest in terms of nothing is certain. It's complicated for all three parties for different reasons. I hope it is possible. People will know my view. I think it's publicly out there in terms of my personal view is even though this is very difficult times, it is a time that the Irish people need a government. We need to manage the economic recovery. And I suppose the broader prospect is that while it's very difficult, I think there's a clear path that we can manage this economically, and it is one that also can set us up for the future. The European Union today published a major paper, their recovery plan. It's a 1.85 trillion plan, but it is that sense of, okay, manage the recovery, but do it in a way that sets you up for the future. So I hope that may be possible in our case.
Okay,
as well.
But just as someone who's been around the Dáil and been in previous governments, what do you make of the mood music between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil?
I don't think I don't sense a particular problem in the relations, or unless I'm missing something, but I don't.
But you could see them working well together in government?
I think whoever's in government will have to work well together because I think this is very similar. Ivan, you've been there in the 80s, whatever. It is similar, and I think what we have to learn the lessons any of a certain age, and I can remember the immigration and the long-term mass unemployment of the 80s, we have a certain duty not to repeat the mistakes that happened in the 80s when governments lasted 6 months and decisions weren't made and the recession at that time went on far longer than maybe it should have because of that lack of...
Yeah, we had three elections in 18 months, I remember as well, yeah.
And didn't help. So if we repeated that mistake, that would be a failing of the political system in my mind. So I think it's time to put aside, if you have any personal or political differences, whoever's in government, I think the next 2 or 3 years particularly, it's time to put them aside, get the country
back
working.
But I suppose what
again.
I'm really asking in relation to leaving aside the green issues, because, people have said they're quite similar in terms of policies, and there was an issue of trust and all of that. Is somebody game playing that they really want an election? Do they want to force someone in with Sinn Féin? You don't detect any of that. It's quite straightforward. It looks as if it's doable, but between the two anchor tenants as such, and from what you've seen, you think that's workable in terms of FG and FF?
Yeah, without jinxing something, I don't think anyone's looking for an election is my sense. Why would you? I don't think the Irish people would thank anyone for bringing us back into, because to a certain extent you'd have just the same problem 3 or 4 or 6 months later, and you might then have a more difficult problem because people would say, well, is the Irish political system able to do this? And maybe if the answer to that was no, well, then maybe our borrowing costs might start to rise. Unemployment will get worse. It's a tough enough time. We've still a lot of health uncertainty. There's a lot of economic uncertainty. If you throw political uncertainty in on top of that, it wouldn't help.
Okay. And before we get to the Greens, like, you have the numbers over 80, clear majority. What is the situation with independence? Is it the tripartite ambition to involve independence? How many and when?
None of that's decided or even discussed, I'll be honest, yet. There is a proposal to meet the independents, the various independents group, which is absolutely right, I think, to update and to keep in touch, but not necessarily directly involve or get engaged in the negotiation process, which is working on its own track. So I think that's appropriate. And I'll be honest, I don't want to preempt, other than being happy to sit down and obviously talk to the independents. I don't want to preempt what the outcome or what the end point might be.
All right, let's go to the Green Party. People were quite taken aback that here were you in good faith, notwithstanding that some people in the Green Party didn't want you to go into the talks. And next thing we hear about your leadership is on the line, that Catherine Martin is actively considering this. And a lot of people are saying, well, that makes no sense. It seems a bit disloyal and so on. And then my sources said to me, Ivan, you got this wrong insofar as that actually there is quite a lot of consensus between Eamon Ryan and Catherine Martin, and that it's quite conceivable there could be an agreed succession plan whereby you would be a minister, a bit like Trevor Sargent, although a senior minister, and that basically there mightn't be a contest and that Catherine would become leader, and that would have a lot of positives, a female leader and so on. What's your attitude to this? I mean, do you intend to fight it?
Firstly, you're right in terms of that. Myself and Catherine do get on and always have in the 5 years, we sat in the Dáil together. I am going to put myself forward. I think I said that first on Gavin Riley's show on the record last Sunday a few weeks ago and confirmed it again this Monday on an RTE.
There's no circumstances you would step aside?
Well, no, just on that. I think people maybe misunderstand, so I suppose our culture is slightly different maybe to other parties. Remember the Green Party, we didn't have a leadership for the first 20 years of our existence, and it was very much kind of you seek consensus, and it's maybe less hierarchical than other parties. And I'll be honest, I'm very comfortable with that. That's the tradition I come with. So I'm not obsessing, or I don't obsess with the whole leadership thing. I would tend to obsess about policy and about what we actually might try and get done. And I think that's always...
But let's look at the body language here. If I was leading a party and the person, my deputy leader, was plotting to stab me in the back, I wouldn't be too impressed and I might have a row about it. I mean, like, there must be a point whereby you're negotiating this. It doesn't seem to be about the issue of to go into government or not. So I mean, like, the possibility of an agreed succession and you being minister and at the head of the party, is that a possibility to avoid a contest?
I think anything's possible in politics is always the case. I mean, I am putting myself forward, as I said, because I think I have something to offer. But if I didn't win that, I think I said the other day, which is absolutely true, and if I wasn't appointed leader for whatever reason, I'd have no problem working with someone else. I wouldn't be walking away in a huff saying, oh God, it has to be me. No,
I've even heard that they've even planned your succession for Dublin Bay South, that Hazel Chew is ready to take over your seat. I mean, like, you don't feel any question of disloyalty?
No, and I suppose I'm long enough and being involved in politics, and I suppose have reached a high enough level now, not being modest there, but
yeah, I get that.
That to a certain extent, you know, there's nothing, that's a great cure for ambition, having been there, having been involved in government as well. Like, I know what's involved, and in some ways it's a real privilege and a real honour, but at the same time, I'm not hooked up on the kind of...
And there's no little bit of you that feels you laboured in the vineyard. 2011, you had no TDs. You were in this studio and other studios working away up and down the country. You got the Green Party back to 12 seats. And what thanks do you get? You get the boot for the leadership.
Do you know what I do have a sense of? I've been labouring in the vineyard a fair old while. I suppose I've been involved in politics and public life for 30 years. And in things like transport campaigning, or I come with a very kind of a... I'm kind of quite core environmentalist in a way, in terms of people sometimes think maybe I'd be the practical wing of it. I'm actually the fairly kind of green element of the Green Party. And from my mind, so I'm working a lot on climate change and work on issues like biodiversity loss and work on things like public cycling and walking. That's where I come from. In terms of working in the vineyard, I've been working in that vineyard for a long, long time. And I think actually my sense at the moment is there's a chance of real change. If you look at what the European Union is saying today, and this influences what governments do or can't.
And we will
do,
cover that later on the show, yeah. Now, yeah. My question is, a couple of questions. Catherine Martin as leader would have your full support.
Just to finish the point I was saying, what the European Union said today, and I'm sure you'll hear it later on in your section on this, it's saying invest in public and walking and public transport, walking and cycling, invest in renewable energy, invest in retrofitting buildings. So that's, in terms of working in the vineyard for a long time, those, if we could get that fruit in, if we could get that kind of bottled and preserved, that would be make my day. That's
all right. Okay. And can I just ask you then, as regards your own red lines on that very agenda, the things that you, the content of what you want, is that going well? Is there an agreement essentially? Because some elements of this, I understand, have been signed off on. I know nothing is agreed till everything is agreed. But on your red lines on the green agenda, you're happy they will be met.
I think I said it on your show, Ivan, before, during the election, when I was asked that question. I said, yeah, you know, the big climate is the red line. And it is, as set out by the science, it's at least a 7% per annum reduction every year. And listen, that is beyond scale a challenge and a huge change. And it's not as if we'd be able to map out exactly, oh, here's exactly how it does this year, here's exactly what happens next year. It will be a learn by doing. It will be, a lot of it will be involving technologies towards the end of this decade that we're only starting to develop now. A lot of it will depend on public engagement and support, because it's about changing every house, changing every farm, changing every, for the better, changing every business. So it's a national effort. You don't just do it at the click of the fingers.
Okay.
But do I think at the top of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and indeed I'd say the other parties, there's an understanding that this is what our country is going to do next? Is I do. I think it's a matter of actually doing it now, and that's the work that needs to be done.
Okay, I have to turn to the health aspect of the COVID crisis. And I want to put it to you straight up that yesterday's session in the committee about nursing homes, in my view, is extremely serious. 884 people died in long-term care, both state and private nursing homes, although 4 out of 5 were in private nursing homes. Could I put it to you that it is urgent that, you know, we've had no junior minister, Jim Daly and Catherine Byrne, in that department. Jim Daly's off doing work as a porter in Clonakilty. I think all ministers benefit from a strong junior minister. I put it to you that there really is a need for a Dr. Scally type inquiry, because if we do get a second wave, some of the structural problems that allowed HICWT to say that neither the department nor the HSE felt a direct responsibility for 200 nursing homes, which they said were at risk before this started. It seems to me that both in terms of interim recommendations that Dr. Scally did and so on, that this is an urgent matter that needs to be dealt with to assure our 700,000 pensioners.
No, you're right. And I think one of the questions we put to the other party leaders in advance of these talks was on that exact point, saying we do need to make sure, commit already, even though we're in the middle of managing the crisis, to a full review of what took place. Not just as a, well, I said primarily, as you said, that if there's a repeat, if there's a new wave of pandemic or other pandemic, that we have to make sure we don't make the same mistakes again. And I think everyone is clear now and would admit that the lack of attention to the nursing homes in particular and other congregated settings at the earliest stages to see the risk and threat there is something that's specific focus for that. So yes, absolutely, I think that has to be something that is investigated thoroughly.
And finally, Leo in the park, getting his tummy tickled there with the shirt sleeves and all the rest of it. I mean, like Mary Lou McDonald had a problem with that.
I don't. It was a Sunday afternoon. He's taking a break, and I think it seems to me it was within the guidelines. So I don't have a problem with that.
All right. My thanks to the Green Party leader, still in the muddle of those talks. A few things I took out of that. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. One, he has a good relationship with Catherine Martin and is quite relaxed about that whole leadership issue. Is that a potential swan song as leader, that his own leadership is not that important to him personally, and that there's good progress being made, and by the middle of next week, he felt a deal would be done between the three parties. We will then see the role of the independents, which seems to be somewhat loose at this stage and not definite. We await those developments.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan, innovation that excites.